Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away completely free for you. Unlike those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. Head over to freetalklive.com and experience it on us. Starting things out here tonight with a story from Indianapolis, since we've got WXNT on board with us this evening. Many of you listening might have already heard about this story, but in the rest of the country, not so much. Thelman Green, the cigar-chomping old man who for the past 7 years has lived happily in a Chevrolet van, is being ordered to move by the Marion County Health Department. Cheryl Crum of the department's housing division visited Green's digs on Thursday and pronounced the arrangement, quote, not a healthy place to live.
It beats not having a place to live.
Right, well, now he's being evicted from his van.
Yeah, well, I realize it's not healthy, but it's better than sleeping in the cold.
Well,
it gets a little cold in Indy this time of year.
I'm sure the government has a solution for this old man, Mark. In his gentle way, Green pronounced Crum's ruling bull, but was resigned to it. He says, I'll just find me another place, he said on Friday while on his morning walk. One option for Green, says Melissa Eisel, a department, health department social worker, would be government-subsidized senior apartments. Because, by the way, Thelman is either 93 or 86. People aren't really too sure how old this guy is.
But is he not sure?
I don't know. Maybe he must not be. They had to have interviewed him to do this particular article.
He's just taking a poke at it.
either way, he's up there in the years, and he's living in a van. Green said Friday he detested apartment living. He says, too many people too close by. He'd have a choice where he lives, said Eisel, adding that there were some houses with subsidies that Green might qualify for. There's some housing right in his neighborhood, she said. Now, again, he's either 93 or 86. He's a longtime fixture in the area around College Avenue for years having made his living repairing kitchen appliances. He was the subject of an Indianapolis Star story on Tuesday that described his unconventional yet fulfilling life. No income, but social security of a different kind. A huge social network of neighborhood folks who look out for him and provide for him. Now
where's the van parked?
You'll find out that here in a few moments. But what I find interesting here is that just days after he was featured in the Indy Star,
mm-hmm.
like a feature article all about this guy's life, what it's like to be Thelman Green, the guy, the old man that lives in the van that everybody knows, right? They did a feature article on this old guy, and then a few days later, the health department comes in and kicks him out of his van.
Mm.
Do you think that the health department would have even known he was there before the Indy Star reported on this?
No, but I don't guess that matters much.
No, well, of course it doesn't matter much, but this is, in many cases, how the government will operate. They'll watch the media for evidence of somebody who's violating one of their laws. For instance, there was a story, it's in Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, where she talks about a young girl who's 15 who was doing African hair braiding out of her own home.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that people couldn't get at the local the hair salons, and so she was offering a service. 15 years old, young kid doing something for the community, operating her own little small business. That's newsworthy, right?
Right.
So, indeed, a local newspaper or TV station, I forget which one it was, picked up the story. And after they picked up the story, guess who came a-knocking?
Well, it's some nosy bureaucrat apparently read the story while drinking their morning cup of coffee.
Yep.
Said, hey, that's not legal.
Violation!
We're going to have to shut them down.
Yep.
And that's what happened to, what is it?
Thelman Green.
Thelman.
Now, by the way, he's the subject. Oh, the story also talked about his phenomenal legs that allow him to walk miles every day and an attitude that makes him want to walk miles every day and cling hard to his independence. Crum said the health department would try to, quote, relocate him to a place suitable for him. That's agreeable to him and is healthier and safer.
It doesn't sound like anything's going to be agreeable to him except his van.
Lord have mercy, said Philip Hall, a friend of Green's who often brings him food. What this is government people who have a mandate to save us from ourselves. And he's absolutely right. Green's van, its tires long flattened, rests in the parking lot at Big Red Discount Towing. In the 3800 block of North Keystone Avenue. It's on the edge of one of the city's most dangerous neighborhoods. But Green is well known as either Mr. Green or Old Man Green, and universally liked. Nobody touches him. Joe Red Long, the Red of Big Red Discount Towing, has known Green for years and has allowed Green to use his business's bathroom and plug an extension cord into an outside electrical outlet for heat and cooking. So he's got permission to be on the property that he's at. The guy who's running the towing company has no problem whatsoever with this old guy living in a van on his property. Obviously, it hasn't hurt his towing business. So what's the problem here? What? Old man's okay. He hasn't complained about his living conditions. The business owner hasn't complained about the old man being on his property. Nobody's complained. Everybody likes this old guy.
Busybody bureaucrats.
Yeah, that's all it is. Just busybody bureaucrats stepping in where they don't belong and throwing around orders.
Well, if somebody knew for sure that, this van is sitting on a tow yard, so mm-hmm. it's surrounded by derelict vehicles.
That's true.
And so it's sort of where it belongs. But if somebody knew about it, somebody would probably complain.
I guess they're upset because it's not healthy to live in the van the way he is. I mean, he's kind of an older dude, sort of looks like a bum in a bit of a way.
I think Thelman's probably capable of deciding what's healthy for Thelman.
He's made it this long, right? He's 96 or 86, one or the other, 93. Nobody's really too sure, but he's old.
He doesn't know.
And he's been in that van for a long time. Crumb, who learned about Green through the Star story, said the arrangement violated Marion County's housing code, which insists a domicile have running water and electricity. Well, he's got electricity because he's got that extension cord, but no running water.
I mean, you know what this says? Is this says that I can't buy a piece of property and build it the way I want to. What if I want to have a domicile that doesn't have running water in it for some reason or another?
Mm-hmm.
God knows why I would want that, but
you know,
I can't do it.
That's
because
right.
They said so.
Bureaucrats know best, Mark. Long Haul and others bring Green food and pocket change, and the money principally to finance Green's one vice, cigars. He likes Swisher Sweets, which he doesn't smoke but rather chews on. You're kind of a cigar guy, aren't you?
I like cigars that are just as cheap as Swishers.
Through Hall's doing next month, Green, who is a World War II veteran, will begin receiving a monthly check from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. ISIL gave no timeline on Green's removal other than to say that it would come, quote, as soon as possible. Now, you have to ask yourself, the old guy in this case, Thelman, he's not asking for help. He's never sought help, and he isn't seeking it now. But the newspaper gives instructions as to how you can help this old gentleman if you feel so inclined. It's clear that he's, according to the article, he's resigned to it. So it sounds like he's going to do what the government's asking him to do. He's going to go find someplace else to live, and he'll move out of the van. But
what else is he going to do? What's his option? If he doesn't do that, they're going to come after him or come after Red at the lot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was going to be my question. Well, can you imagine what would happen if he just decided, no, you know what, I've been in this van here for 5 years, or however long it's been.
He doesn't know that either.
I've been in this van here for a long time, and I'm not going anywhere. What are you going to do about it? What are they going to do? Send in the SWAT team on this old dude? Wouldn't be the first time.
No. they like their little SWAT teams.
So, can you imagine how terrible that would be? A SWAT team busting into a van where there's a 90-year-old guy?
Well,
laying in there?
What if he hears them and happens to have a weapon to protect himself?
He is a World War II veteran.
He's a dead man.
Yeah, it could happen. So I want to know from you, if you're in the Indianapolis area, if you've heard about this story, how you feel about it? How you feel about these busybody bureaucrats getting involved in what was a completely consensual relationship between adults? Old man in a van parked on a guy's property owner, no problem, in fact, allowing him to even use his electricity. I doubt that he's throwing him cash for that electricity every month. That's a contribution. He's being a nice guy.
Besides the fact that it's not like it's a residential neighborhood where I've got somebody sleeping in my driveway. I mean, this is a junkyard, essentially. I mean, it's a tow yard. There's all kinds of derelict vehicles there. I have no problem with this.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. By the way, there was an update here, and I'm trying to pull it up. I don't have it in front of me. The update was out of Atlanta. Speaking of old people and encounters with the police, you remember there was a few weeks ago, Mark, there was a story about an old lady
mm-hmm.
who was also in her 90s. Who was shot dead in her apartment, her home that she lived in, over a drug deal, or over a drug raid, rather, which they didn't actually find any drugs,
right.
But they did kill this old lady. And there's some new details that have emerged about this story. We'll share those with you on the way. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. And that does include the bulletin board system. Over 165,000 posts await you. We've got over 1,300 people interacting. And, again, it's on the house. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We started the show out by talking about an older gentleman, probably in his late 80s or early 90s. No one's really too sure how old he is, but he's been living in a van. And he's been living in this van on a towing company's parking lot with full permission from the owner of the tow yard. In fact, the tow yard owner even gave him an extension cord so he can have some power in his van.
Let him use the restroom at his business.
So after the Indianapolis Star decided to run a story on this old guy, because it's a neat story, he's an old man and everybody loves him, he's Mr. Green in the neighborhood, and he's just a popular old guy in the area where he lives. So they ran sort of a human interest story on him, and as a result, a busybody bureaucrat took a interest in Mr. Green and has decided to evict him from his van. Has decided that his van is in violation of the housing code, even though it's not a house, but a van. But apparently you can't...
He is housing himself in it.
Right. Apparently you can't actually live somewhere where there's not running water, according to the law of Indianapolis. And so they're going to kick him out of the van. So my question for you is, first of all, how you feel about the story, but also if you've had any encounters with bureaucrats like this. You know, with bureaucrats, know-it-all bureaucrats that want to tell you how to run your business or run your household or handle your property. And if you could just share those at 800-259-9231.
I was thinking this is sort of an issue of interpretation, too. I mean, he sleeps in a van on the property of the business, you know, this tow yard,
mm-hmm.
and he's allowed to use the restroom at the tow yard, so that means there's running water at the tow yard.
It's true.
So it essentially... There is running water on that lot.
Correct.
And he's sleeping on that lot, so it's more an issue of interpretation of the law rather than actually he's violating the law. Like, for instance, could I have a house where it has an outbuilding, you know, that doesn't have running water, you know, a little guest house off the house?
Maybe you couldn't.
Is no one allowed to sleep in that?
I don't know. It seems silly, doesn't it?
It does seem silly.
What if you put up a tent? Can you have a tent in your backyard?
Right. Is it a violation for my 6-year-old son to go out in the, not that I have one,
right.
out into the backyard to sleep in a tent with his flashlights and his friends?
Right, a little camping overnight.
No, I'm sorry. If a bureaucrat found out about that, he'd
violation.
Have to go inside.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You take control of the airwaves. It's Nick in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nick. Nick in New Hampshire, going once.
Hello.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I want to talk about Ed Brown a little bit.
Sure. Ed Brown, who is currently holed up in his house in Plainfield, New Hampshire. He's a gentleman who's being persecuted by the federal government for, well, the so-called crime of keeping all the money he earned and not handing it over to the feds. He didn't pay taxes, income taxes, for about a decade, and he was found guilty in court over the last week's time. And now the rumor is that the feds are going to be showing up at his house one of these days to arrest him and take him into jail, and he doesn't want to go. So what about Ed Brown?
A lot of people in the audience probably support Ed Brown for standing up to the federal government, but I've noticed a lot of people who you wouldn't expect are kind of reluctant about this because of the possibility that there might be violence involved, since Ed has said he'll shoot anybody that comes after him.
Okay.
I just wanted to draw the parallel to Lexington and Concord, because essentially what that was a protest with guns. The militia at Lexington and Concord didn't want to fight that day, and they knew if they did, they'd all die. But it sounded pretty similar to the idea. I forget the gentleman's name, but the gentleman with the blog who had the idea that people should show up with video cameras and guns.
Yes, Rick Stanley.
Yeah. But essentially, the regular British Army was headed out to seize weapons, which, you know, if that happened in today's society, I don't imagine too many people would think twice about it, because they were weapons held by essentially revolutionaries. But Lexington, King, and Concord were just, they were a protest move. They didn't advance on the British at all, and they were greatly outnumbered. So, you know, I can see why people find that scary and wouldn't want to show up. But at the same time, the reason that we had an American Revolution and we implemented many of the ideas of liberty and freedom in America was because there was a point where people either had to stand up and fight or not. So,
you know, or back down and be slaughtered and thrown in jail cells.
And a lot of people would say, well, that was the British. But think about it. At the time, we were British subjects. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, everybody over here in the United States.
That was our government
at the
time.
We were, you know, British citizens of a sort. We weren't full-fledged citizens. We didn't get representation over there in Parliament. But, you know, so our founding fathers essentially did the same thing that, what was the gentleman's name again?
Ed Brown?
Not Ed Brown, but the guy that suggested going to his house and...
Rick Stanley.
Rick Stanley, and waiting with guns. So, I don't want much to do with it, I'll say, but...
Well, that's okay. Most people back,
parallels.
Most of the people back then were also cowards like you, Mark. Isn't that right, Nick?
Yeah, and I have to say I don't have any plans to go up to Ed's with a gun anyway.
I plan on going. I'm not going to be armed, but I will definitely go up there to show my support for him, for sure.
Yeah, I think there's a point where violence is your only resort, and... In Ed's case, I can definitely. If I was in his position, I'd probably be doing the same thing. But I'm not in his position, and I wish him the best. But at this point, I don't know what purpose going up there and getting slaughtered is necessarily going to serve.
Indeed, we'll definitely keep you up to date with the latest on the Ed Brown situation. And Nick, thanks for checking in. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll free line. Let's go to Ron in Florida, listening on WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ron.
Hi, I was just listening to the story about the old guy in Indianapolis, and my thought was if the guy that owns the tow yard makes him some sort of night watchman, everybody wins.
Interesting. The bureaucrats would probably still not like the fact that he's sleeping in the van, though.
Well, he doesn't have to sleep in the van. Figure something out. Put him in a little cubicle in the office kind of thing. He's using the bathroom and stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you've got a security guard, there's no prohibition necessarily against sleeping on the job. I've seen security guards sleeping on the job, so what's the big deal? He's sitting in his van. That's his post. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
Ron, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 allows you...
Are you listening, Indy?
...to take control of the airwaves. What sort of encounters with annoying bureaucrats have you had? What sort of just retarded rules have they tried to foist on you? 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Also, the latest on the Ed Brown situation, we'll bring that to you. Plus, the old lady in Atlanta slaughtered by the police in a hail of gunfire. Well, there's new information in her case. We'll give that to you as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention, attention everyone! A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. That does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove that they're listening to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the right to bear arms? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists to include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So since Nick had called in about Ed Brown, I figure we'll give you an update on his situation for many of you tuning in this Saturday evening. It may be the first time you've heard of this story. Fox News reporting on it this time. A man who's holed up with armed supporters in his fortress-like house for most of his tax evasion trial was found guilty Thursday, along with his wife, of engaging in an elaborate scheme to avoid paying federal income taxes for a decade. I don't know if it was elaborate. I think he just didn't pay. Is that elaborate? Is it a scheme? You don't pay.
It seemed like that was my understanding of it, that he just, you know, didn't believe that he had to pay, so he didn't, and he sent some letters to the IRS outlining how he felt about the whole thing, and, you know, they didn't really respond to him in what he felt was a timely manner, years, so.
Yeah, like a decade, I think, he was trying to communicate with the IRS, and they just didn't want to talk about it. When you ask the IRS to show you the law that requires you to pay, they just don't do it. They just claim, it's there! This is frivolous! Well, Ed Brown has said he'll defend himself against capture if necessary. U.S. Marshals said they have no plan of escalating the situation. Of course, as we pointed out, that could very easily change at any moment.
At any moment.
A jury decided the Browns plotted to hide their income and avoid taxes on Elaine Brown's income of $1.9 million over 1996 or between 96 and 2003. Over 10 years, they also used $215,000 of postal money orders broken into increments just below the reporting threshold to pay for their Hilltop compound, so-called, and for Elaine Brown's dental offices. A jury also found she didn't pay adequate taxes for her practice's employees, leading to a total of 17 felony convictions. So I guess you get one charge per employee if you aren't withholding. That's what the charge is. They say she wasn't paying adequate taxes. As I understand it, she wasn't paying any taxes. She was giving her employees all the money that they were earning, instead of sending it to the federal government.
Why should she be responsible for being the federal government's secretary? Why should she do all that math and figure out how much withholding there is? I mean, I don't really understand. To me, is it the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery?
Yeah, I think so.
The 13th Amendment abolished slavery. How can I be forced by the federal government to fill out all their paperwork and figure out all these things for these employees? I mean, am I their slave?
Yes.
I have to do that?
Yes. You are their slave, Mark.
It seems like a violation of the 13th Amendment
to me. That's what everyone should take away from this story. That's what everyone should take away from any story about taxes, about people actually trying to keep the money that they earn. Because the IRS will come in and say, well, you can't not withhold taxes. You must comply. You must pay your income taxes or else. Or else what? Well, or else we're going to throw you in the clink. And if you don't want to go to jail, then we're going to kill you, which is what's going to happen probably to Ed Brown, because he doesn't want to go to jail. This is a guy who's in his 60s. I think he's 63 years old. If he goes to jail, he may be in there for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah, it's a death sentence.
As you might imagine, when you're in jail, you don't get the best medical treatment. So when you get old, you get up in the years like Ed Brown is, get up in your 60s and your 70s, something goes wrong with you, they might just laugh at you if you tell them that there's a problem.
Well, you know, and obviously things, you're not going to have the best medical care in prison. I'm sorry, you're just not.
Right.
Geriatric care in prison is just not that good.
I just hope that Bill Morse, the U.S. assistant attorney, says, I just hope this verdict sends a message to those who would rely on frivolous tax theories. Well, they love bringing out that word frivolous, but I don't think it's a, I don't know exactly what Ed Brown's rationalization was. I know he did say that if they would have just shown him the law, he would have gone ahead and paid the taxes. But even if there was a law, which, again, the IRS refuses to show, and it's not just that they're refusing to show Ed Brown, they refuse to show anybody who asks.
Mm. That's what that whole movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, is all about.
Right. So I don't know what his exact approach was, but that doesn't matter. The fact is, taxes are wrong. They're forced. Being employed on innocent people who've never harmed anyone. Ed Brown has not hurt, has not killed, has not stolen. He has not harmed anyone else. And the government's going to come in there with guns a-blazing to throw this guy in a jail cell. And
well,
it's wrong.
I'm not a big fan of taxes, but my least favorite of all the taxes is the income tax, because it requires me to fill out volumes and volumes of paperwork.
Right, and if you get it wrong, if you mess up the paperwork, you could be going to jail for that.
At the very least, you're going to get a fine, and, you know, you're going to have to pay all kinds of back taxes, and God knows how much you'll owe the government. You know, I can't tell you, man, it must have been more than 40 hours my wife put into our taxes last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible amount of time.
Ed Brown heard of the verdict in the middle of an interview with a radio station saying, quote, the verdict is in. I can guarantee you all hell's going to break loose, he told, actually, our affiliate, WNTK-FM, in New London. I think he was on the Gardner Goldsmith show at the time. He later said, it's all bogus charges. None of these charges are lawful. Ed Brown stayed in his wooded 110-acre home this week. The large cement-walled house features a watchtower that offers 360-degree views of the rural setting. He said the home's capable of generating enough electricity to operate if cut off from the main grid. He says, my life is destroyed. What more can I say? Brown said when reached for a brief phone conversation, I lost my wife and she lost her business. That's right. This whole tax prosecution has torn apart his marriage.
Oh, yeah. She's basically the
his
judge.
His wife's scared to death.
The judge has ordered her not to go back to be with her husband.
That's correct.
Now, I thought our legal system couldn't separate a husband and wife, couldn't require a a spouse.
I don't think he's banned from coming to see her. He could go and see her. She's just not allowed to. I don't know. Maybe she is banned from actually encountering him. That's a good question, Mark. I'm not sure about that. Brown said he expected federal agents to swarm his property soon. Live free or die, he said, quoting General John Stark in the state's motto. What else can I say? Well, it sounds like he's going to be, I think he's living free right now, and then eventually the federal marshals are going to come, and he's willing to die for his beliefs. And I got to say, I consider Ed Brown quite a hero. He's a very brave man.
It's a scary situation, and I'm sorry that it's coming down like this, and I wish it wasn't.
Brown and about 25 supporters said they'll defend themselves against capture if necessary. Bernie Bastian, a supporter who said he was carrying two guns, said they would stand with their friend. He's here at the house, and he's not leaving on his own free will, said Bastian. It's unclear how many others were carrying weapons. We don't like to talk about that. It's cold up here. People up here are wearing their jackets. The frenzy came up during the question of leaving Elaine Brown out on bail, pending the couple's April 24th sentencing. So sentencing's a good 3 months out at this point. Judge Stephen McAuliffe reminded Brown that she was under no circumstances to return home, saying, I don't want her to barricade herself with her husband up there. Brown said his way of handling the case is not hers, now this is Elaine saying, it's not my mindset or my character. I have no intention of returning as long as he's there. Ed Brown's in contempt of court and has violated his bail conditions. Mr. Brown has indicated he'd rather die than serve a prison sentence. I just hope Ed decides to end this in a way that doesn't result in harm to him or his wife or anyone else involved in bringing this matter to justice, said some bureaucrat.
Yeah, when you hear Elaine's quote there that I don't intend to return as long as he's there, this was a happily, I don't know how happily.
They were married for 2 decades.
This was a married couple who were going about, taking care of their court case together. They were doing everything together until essentially this, it was like, come to court or, we're going to take you away. Ed felt like they weren't getting a fair trial and he didn't want to go back. Elaine was scared of the result.
She got scared.
Yeah.
She didn't want to die,
yeah,
I guess.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't either. And so, really, it is this court case that tore them apart.
1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about this? Because we read an article earlier this week that claimed that people that don't pay taxes are somehow stealing from everyone. Are you someone who feels that way? I'd like to hear from you if so. 800-259-9231. If you think Ed is a scofflaw or a bad guy, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves live. Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes maybe less than a minute's time, and you can cast your digital ballot for Free Talk Live. And it makes a big difference for us, because when you vote for the show, it helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And being in the top 10 means that more new listeners are going to come across the message of freedom and liberty by listening to Free Talk Live. And that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. More on Ed Brown in a moment, but let's go to the phones first to Zach in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Zach.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Zach. What's on your mind?
A couple things I want to chat with you guys quick about.
Sure.
I've been poking around on the message boards lately, and first I wanted to talk to you guys. We've got a heated debate going on how some police in Canada were being able to scan license plates. What do you guys think about that?
When you say scan them, what do you mean? Like with a
they had a couple of cameras mounted on the car that mm-hmm. just take high speed photographs of the license plate.
Okay.
And it runs it through a computer and see if any flags run up. And some people don't like that, I guess.
I see. Instead of the cop having to type the license number in, it's all automated, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Well, I mean, as long as you're okay with the idea of license plates, I don't see why you would have a problem with them, the numbers being run.
That's pretty much the point I was trying to make online, is all it's changing is how efficient the system is, but yeah. I guess some people have a problem with that.
Well, you know, it's more Big Brother-ish. Obviously, if they're taking these pictures of these license plates and they're running all the license plates they see, mm-hmm. and if they have some kind of computer system, they'll match license plates to people, and then those people to whatever criminal charges they might have, or you know, whatever it is the government might want to know.
It's going to result in more fish getting caught in the net, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I can be against it from that aspect, for sure. But then again, I'm against license plates, so...
I can't say I'm against license plates. It seems to me that a vehicle needs an identification in case
you've got a VIN
robs,
number.
In case somebody robs a bank or something, you should be able to identify the car.
If you're going to rob a bank,
minivan.
If you're going to rob a bank,
you're
going to
take the plates off anyway.
Yeah, you either put some mud on your plates or spray paint it or take it off.
Yeah,
I can see why the government would want to number cars.
Yeah, I understand why the government wants to, and I'm not opposed to necessarily identifiable vehicles. I just don't know if the government is who I trust to be doing that identification.
Who else is going to do it?
Insurance companies, maybe. All right, so Zach, what else you got on your mind? Anything else?
Well, I was watching a video about the Federal Reserve System, and I consider myself a moderate, but I'm enjoying this program and the things you guys talk about. But as you can imagine, I agree with some stuff on the show, don't agree with some stuff, but that's just my point of view.
Yeah.
But I was watching this video about the Federal Reserve System and the gold standard, and I think the gold standard makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, as opposed to just printing money?
You know, the gold standard issue isn't a total libertarian issue. I mean, labor unions have been behind a gold standard monetary system for the longest time. Because, you know...
Well, it's good for everyone except for the central bank.
It's good for everybody but the rich bankers.
Yep.
The richest of the rich bankers. Yeah. I don't mean the guy who's president of the local branch or something like that. I'm talking about the guys in New York and
the Federal
Chicago.
Reserve banks.
Yeah,
right. So the chances.
So anyway,
go ahead.
I was looking into the Liberty Dollars.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, have you guys given that a shot? I mean, how easy are those to spend?
I actually am a Liberty Dollar associate, and you can get more information at dollar.freetalklive.com. And actually, if you sign up through that for your own associateness, then I'll get a spiff. But yeah, I like them. There's two different forms. The Liberty Dollar, in case you've never heard of it, is a alternative competing currency to the Federal Reserve Note. If you look in your wallet, you'll see that, and you already know this, Zach, I'm telling everyone else. If you look in your wallet, you'll see greenbacks. And you look at it and you read them, you'll see that they're Federal Reserve Notes. They're not backed up by anything. Now, if you actually had a greenback from 1933, it would probably say silver certificate on the top. Well, that's because way back when, here in the United States, they actually used to back the money with silver, and I think there's some gold backing for some of the currency, but they backed the money with actual metals, to where you could take those notes down to your local Federal Reserve office or whatever, and you could actually get silver for it. And nowadays you can't do that anymore. They've gotten rid of it entirely, and so the Liberty Dollar has come out to say, hey, you can actually have real currency backed by real silver, and we've actually created it. They've got two forms. There's the Silver Liberty, which is an actual 1 ounce, or in some cases there's half ounce ones, but 1 ounce silver piece. It's real silver, and it's very attractive, very shiny, very pretty. Then there's also the certificates, the silver certificates, which are available in $1, $5, $10, and $20 denominations. And those are also backed by silver that's sitting in a warehouse in Idaho. And the certificate itself, you flip it over, and you can actually, there's actually a contract there that specifies where the silver is, how much of it you've got, and everything. Now, it's much more difficult to spend the certificates than it is to spend the actual silver, as you might imagine. Because
Those certificates are a return to the silver standard, more or less.
That's precisely what they are.
As opposed to the coin, or the piece,
right.
Which is silver, in fact, silver. I've spent the pieces many times.
Yep.
And
so have I.
Usually what I find is that people want them right away. Oh, yes, I'll take that. In the case of, I've spent $10 pieces, and they're absolutely, usually it's the employees, the cashier that wants to just buy it and keep it.
Yeah, they'll take it out of the register at the end of the day or something like that. And you have to remember to tell them they can't put it in their bank. It's, if you walk into a bank with an ounce of silver, they won't know what to do with it. They don't understand it. So it's a fascinating currency, and I highly recommend people look into it. Dollar.freetalklive.com. Zach, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's Zach. He's the guy that's training to be a police officer.
Ah.
So I know we're going to continue hearing from him over time as to, what it's like to be someone who... Now, he mentioned he doesn't agree with everything we say, and that's fine. But he definitely is going to be with us in some areas on the pro-liberty issues. So it'll be interesting to hear from him as he continues to go about his career and training to be a law enforcement officer and expressing to us how, it's conflicting, how there's conflicts between his principles and what he's going to be asked to do as a law enforcement officer. For instance, we were talking about the Ed Brown case gentleman here in New Hampshire who's essentially holed up in his house up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, waiting for the federal government to come and raid him to drag him off to jail. And he's actually expecting to not be dragged off to jail in that he's willing to defend his life to the death, if necessary. But the question would be, like, if you were a liberty-oriented person and you're working for the government, which, of course, is a contradiction, in my opinion. I think if you're truly principled, you probably should get out of the government. But nonetheless, there are liberty-oriented people that do work for the state. Many of them are sort of covert. They're sort of working for the government to monkey wrench on the inside to screw things up, which I think is cool, and I appreciate that. But imagine if you were a police officer, Mark, and let's say you're a federal agent, and you were ordered. Normally, you're going after murderers. You're going after people.
Kidnapping across state lines.
Right. People across state lines.
A lot of drug stuff goes on.
Right. Well, the drug stuff we would like to put an end to.
Absolutely,
but,
I would, but I'm just.
But imagine
out.
If you were actually going after violent criminals, and then all of a sudden one day you're ordered to go after this old guy who's sitting in his house, a 60-year-old man who's just sitting in his house in New Hampshire because he didn't pay taxes. Imagine how you'd feel then.
It would be rough.
Would you do?
It would be very difficult. I'd have to decide whether or not I'm willing to go in after this guy who's basically said he's gonna go down shooting.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, if I'm a police officer and I have to go in there, I'm going to go in shooting because I don't intend to get shot. I've got a wife and family to,
sure,
you know, to take care of, and I don't intend to go in there and catch a bullet for, you know, nonsense. So I either have to go in shooting or say I'm not going to go in. Call in sick that day.
The government bureaucrat, U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier, said Thursday that members of his staff continued talking by telephone with Brown, but had no plans to confront him. It could be months before the Browns are sentenced, and marshals have to consider how to seize the Browns' assets, possibly including their home. He's right now in his home in Plainfield. He's been asking for people to come out. I guess people are going to be camping out there overnight tonight. I don't know how long many of these individuals who are there to support Ed are going to be able to stay. I don't know how many of them are independently wealthy to where they could stay for 3 months, but it doesn't seem to me like it's going to be. I feel like it's not going to last.
Right.
I feel like it's going to peter out at a certain point.
You know, the whole situation is going to lose its sizzle for a lot of people,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to go home and go on with their lives because they have lives.
Right.
And if the feds are smart, they're just going to wait it out three, four months, however long, until then they'll go in and get them.
We'll see what happens. 800-259-9231. On the way, the old lady, 90-year-old lady, shot to death by cops in Atlanta. We've got an update on that case. Also in Georgia, looks like they might be legalizing booze on Sundays, or maybe not.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention!